This is Brian, and you're listening to Bringlese Daily. Welcome back. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, hello, and welcome back to today's episode. Today is Tuesday, May 7th, 2024. And as I promised at the end of yesterday's episode, today we'll be going on an adventure. But before we do that, let's begin today's episode, as we always do, with a quick translation challenge. Today's sentence is, anche se è la montagna più alta del mondo, non è la più difficile da scalare. I know, it's a little bit of a longer sentence. One more time, it's anche se è la montagna più alta del mondo, non è la più difficile da scalare. I want you guys to think about that sentence. And at the end of the episode, I'm going to explain exactly how to say that in English. With that being said, it is time to start our journey with one big thing. And today, I will be walking through what it would be like to climb Mount Everest. And I'm talking about in practice. I'm not just going to say, well, you get there and you climb the mountain. If we were to climb Mount Everest, what would happen? What are the steps? What do you have to do? Well, I did a little bit of research, and I'm going to tell you guys what it would be like. First things first. Wherever in the world we are, we have to travel. We have to, of course, go to a city called Kathmandu, Nepal. I think for all of us, that would be an incredibly long trip. So if you're in Italy, you might fly to India first, and then you go to the small airport called Tribhuvan International Airport. That is the closest airport to Mount Everest. And the elevation would already start being a lot higher. So we would start acclimating to the altitude already. Then the best idea would be to spend a few days in Kathmandu. This is the city in Nepal. Maybe here we would buy some last minute equipment. We would eat some local food. And then, guys, our journey would continue. We would get on another plane and we would fly to a very small airport. And I suppose this airport is even closer, of course. It's not a big airport, though. It's a tiny airport, and it's called the Tenzing Hillary Airport. It's in a town called Lukla, and this is truly the closest airport to Mount Everest. It's a small town, and it's the gateway that would lead us to Mount Everest. This is where the fun truly begins. From this airport, we would have to go on a very long walk. It wouldn't be too difficult of a walk, but we would go to another town. I cannot pronounce the name properly, but from Lukla Airport, we would take a walk to the town of Phak Ding. It's a small village in the Khumbu region of Nepal. And I've seen photos of this walk. I've seen photos of this region. Very unique cultural area. Looks pleasant, very fascinating. I think this would already be extremely stimulating. But of course, we would not stop there. From Phak Ding, the village, we would keep walking to a place called the Namchi Bazaar. By the way, a bazaar is just another way to say a shop that sells many different types of items. And this one is called the Namchi Bazaar. It's another village or small town in the Khumbu region. But again, we would not stop here. And keep in mind, each leg of this journey, our altitude would be going up and up and up. So then we would go to a town called Dingboche. We just keep getting closer and closer to the base camp of Everest. This would be extremely exciting. There would be ox carrying our bags for us. We would be crossing long bridges with waterfalls below us. It would be very beautiful. And it would probably also be extremely cold, especially if we didn't go during the warmest time of the year. One of the final stops is a place called Gorakshep, and it's the last stop before making the final trek, the final hike to the base camp of Mount Everest. So then we would finally get to the base camp of Mount Everest. I don't know if some of you guys have seen these images, but it's very beautiful. And some people travel to the base camp of Mount Everest. They take the walk that I just described, but their journey ends there. I know for me personally, my journey would end there as well, because I do not have the courage or honestly the skill or the physical stamina to climb Mount Everest. But I think getting to base camp would be doable, and I think it would be very fun. Sorry, it would be very fun. But then we would look at each other and we might laugh and we might say, "Huh, well, we made it to base camp, but the real journey is only beginning now." Because after that, we would truly start climbing Mount Everest. So, guys, let the journey begin. First, we would go up to Camp 1. And by the way, that's about 6,000 meters high. Base camp is 5,300, so we would climb roughly 700 meters. And this climb is very dangerous. There's icefall, there are glaciers. You can easily lose your life if you take one bad step. At Camp 1, of course, we would rest, we would acclimatize, because next we would be heading to Camp 2. It's only 400 meters higher, only in quotations. And again, this would be very dangerous. But once we arrive at Camp 2, again, we rest, we acclimatize, we let our body adjust to the different level of altitude. Our next stop is something called the Lhotse Face. It is a steep, ripido, steep and icy climb. From Camp 2 to Camp 3, it's 800 meters, so it's very high, very long. And arriving at Camp 3, we would rest and we would stay there to acclimatize yet again. But continuing, next stop would be Camp 4. And guys, this is the area that they call the death zone. This is the area where the oxygen is so thin. If you don't have extra oxygen, it's very easy to die simply because you cannot breathe with such little oxygen. Welcome to the death zone, ladies and gentlemen. This is Camp 4. after staying in Camp 4, resting, acclimatizing, it would be time to go for the summit. There is no Camp 5. Camp 4 is the highest camp. So, we would wake up early and we would go for the summit. 8,848 meters. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the top of the world. We would only stay at the summit for a brief amount of time, maybe 15 or 30 minutes at the max. And the funny thing is, that's truly the halfway point of our journey. Because when we're at the summit, we would look down and we would realize, oh yeah, we have to go down again. And that's what we would do to Camp 4, Camp 3, Camp 2, Camp 1, Base Camp. And then we would walk all the way back to the Lukla Airport. We would fly back to Kathmandu. And we would fly all the way back home to the comfort of our houses, where the next morning we would open up an episode of Bringlaze Daily. Am I right? Always nice to listen to Bringlaze Daily after climbing Mount Everest. Guys, I hope you explained that explanation. And now, let's go quickly to the question of the day, which is, would you ever climb Mount Everest? Simple question. I already kind of answered this when I said, no, I would not. I mean, never say never. I could maybe one day I wake up and I decide, I want to do anything to climb Mount Everest. Okay, but right now, I definitely would not, because I understand it's very challenging. It's extremely expensive. And I have other goals in life. Unfortunately, we only have one life and we cannot do everything in our one life. So I have some other goals. I love traveling and I would probably travel to other places, even though Nepal seems like a very interesting country. I certainly would like to go there. But my very short and simple answer is that no, I would not want to climb Mount Everest. What about you guys? Who knows? Maybe someone listening to this episode has already climbed Mount Everest. Anything is possible. But guys, let's close today's episode with an answer to the translation challenge. When we do translation challenges, you might learn something about English, and I'm happy about that. I actually want to teach you even more about English, and that's why I have an online school where I truly teach my students. I have courses from A1 to C1, and I do 2 live lessons every single week. Many podcast listeners are also my students in the academy. A salute to all of those students. If you'd like to become a student as well, you can check out bringlaze.com and you can become my student too. But now, anche se è la montagna più alta del mondo, non è la più difficile da scalare. In English, I would say, even though it's the tallest mountain in the world, it's not the hardest to climb. So guys, we have 2 superlative adjectives. Even though, which in reality it is, so even though it's the tallest mountain in the world, it's not the hardest to climb. Superlative adjectives take that est ending, E-S-T, tallest mountain, hardest to climb. I also said in the world. In Italian, you say del mondo, But in English, we say nel mondo, in the world. So if I read this sentence quickly, it's, even though it's the tallest mountain in the world, it's not the hardest to climb. Climb, scalare. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, that is it for today's episode. As always, I hope you really enjoyed it. And I would encourage you to join me again for tomorrow's episode. I promise I have what I believe to be an interesting topic again. So I will talk to you guys very, very soon. Thank you for listening. And as always, peace.